Brothers, do you remember how you felt when you were first called to Freemasonry? The excitement of each degree? If you still feel the call of the East, join me and thousands of Masons like us as we continue our Masonic journey as Scottish Rite Masons. For 5 years, I've been a proud Scottish Rite Mason. Since joining, I've made friends with Masons from far and wide. I've grown as a man and a Mason, guided by the light from Scottish Rite's 29 degrees and 6 core values, and I've continued to hone my craft thanks to their great Masonic programming for members. If you're feeling the call for more, there's a great way to get involved with Scottish Rite. It's called Thursday Night at the Rite. Thursday Night at the Rite brings together thousands of Scottish Rite Masons online to witness degrees, deepen our connection to our craft, and learn more about ourselves and our brothers. And a new season kicks off on February 1st. Not a member yet? No problem. Submit your application online. Once it's accepted, you can join the Scottish Rite online too, right before any Thursday night at the Rite. You can also join in person at a Scottish Rite reunion near you. To learn more about Scottish Rite and to see this year's Thursday Night at the Rite schedule, visit srnmj.us/Thursday Night. I've witnessed the power of Thursday Night at the Rite in enriching my Masonic experience. It's not just an event. It's a journey that brings us closer to perfecting our Ashlers, and you don't want to miss it.
This episode is brought to you by Brothers and Bonds Co. With an expertly curated line of Masonic apparel, gifts, and accessories, we're excited to show you what makes us uniquely Brothers and Bonds. As a listener of this podcast, we're offering you 10% off your first order with us. Just use code TRAVELINGMAN at checkout. That's uppercase, all one word, TRAVELINGMAN. Be sure to find us on Instagram or at brothersandbonds.com.
Hello, welcome to episode 83 of the Traveling Man Masonic Podcast here in the 24th District of Ohio, a podcast where we discuss our Masonic journeys, thoughts, family, life, future, connections made through the craft, and so much more. I'm your host, Right Worshipful Brother Jim Hall. On today's show, we'll feature Worshipful Brother Ben Barnes. The opinions discussed on this podcast are those of the individual and do not represent the views of Grand Lodge or any other Masonic body. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Okay, we are here on episode 83 of the Traveling Man Masonic Podcast, and we have the grizzled veteran, Worshipful Brother Ben Barnes. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I'm excited for it. One thing that I really appreciate, especially, you know, tonight, is we had a few cancellations. We were supposed to have four guys. We have two guys. I won't say any names. They know who they are.
They know.
They'll be on again. Don't worry about it. But I appreciate you still coming on the show. You know, episode one, episode 83.
A few in between.
Yeah, here and there. So, but I'm glad you were on here. It's going to be a good show.
Always is.
So, tell me just a little bit, because we don't talk about this enough, I don't think. You know, hindsight's 20/20 when you look in the mirror. There's a lot of mistakes I wouldn't have minded zigging instead of zagging, right? If you look at your Masonic career, and I'm going to put this little knot right up front that you can't say start earlier.
Why do you think I could take my answers?
Well, because I know that's your answer, and we're trying to get more out of you. This is a growth.
Good luck.
We are making that rough Ashler a little smoother here. If you had to do it all over again, what would you do different? And it doesn't mean, it could just be anything. You know, maybe you had something you didn't perform as well as you thought. Maybe it was something that you wanted to accomplish and maybe you never got there. There's something that you could sit back and think about that really just kind of irks you. Like, man, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I wouldn't have. Wish I would have changed something.
Probably trying to learn more stuff sooner, like charges. Maybe try to lecture earlier before you get in more into the chairs and have more to learn already.
Sure. You know, it's funny you say that. If you go back to the old timers, and they'll tell you, you know, back in my day, that's not the way we used to do it. They always say that too. They make that noise. Once you get over 50, you have to make that noise, I think. No, you know, they there was a cadence through the chairs of, you know, okay, this chair you're learning the return, this chair you're learning charges, this chair you start your lectures the whole way through, right? And that's for most lodges. I'm not going to say all, and you know, I can't speak of any place really other than our little district that I'm eyes on the ground all the time with, you know, most of that's kind of fallen away.
It has.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. Yeah. One, you want guys in the seats, and lectures are intimidating.
They are. They're long.
And they shouldn't be.
No.
Like, the thing that's crazy, you and I were sitting here a couple nights ago for mentor night, and we were sitting with Matt Floor. There's about eight of us that went in and watched him do his practice return.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't want you guys in here. I'm nervous.
Here we are.
And what did we say? There's nothing to be nervous about.
That's it.
I'm not there to judge you. I don't want you to see you fall down. I want to see you knock it out of the park.
It is easy to say, though, but when you're up there for the first time, it's,
yeah, I know.
It's different.
Yeah, we've been there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and even, you know, we talk about Jack Barnhouse. And I can remember Jack saying, he's like, I don't have the mental capacity anymore to learn like that. And then him and Barry split up. Lecture.
Yeah.
So, and he said, he's like, I'm working on the other part of it because I can. Once you get that little taste that you're able to, it's amazing what you you can and will do. But you're right. I think that lodges and, you know, East Palestine's one too. I consider us a really good lodge. You know, we're pretty strong and we're doing things the best we can. But every place has things they could work on.
Yes.
And I think we get caught up in the rigmarole of get a guy in the chair that's going to go through the chairs.
Yeah.
Prep him for the chairs. Prep him for what he's learning for the next chair. And we have our standbys that can do
anything.
Anything, Wade Bear. You know. And there's others. I'm not just saying Wade. But, you know. It's easy to get comfortable.
It is.
And then, you know, what if that guy that you're comfortable with doesn't show up? And then you're like, oh, well, degree's canceled. And that's not what you want.
No.
You need to be flexible.
Yes.
I would say, I mean, that's a definite yes for me to look at that and think about how soon I should have jumped into things, you know?
Yeah.
My big push was starting with the Schofield Society, and you had to have certain things done, and I hadn't because we had, at that time, we had multiple guys that could jump in and do lectures and charges, and I mean, that was a time when it was like, especially in our area and, you know, even wider out, we had a full line of non-past masters. That was a big deal. That was talked about a lot. And you know, kind of got into the mode of leading and not maybe learning as much. So I'm sorry I just took your answer and said, that's it. And, you know, there's more. There's obviously more. I definitely would have went to Penn Ohio night with Ryan in a suit.
Well,
but
live and learn.
But I'll tell you the truth, you know, when, and you and I have done this when we delivered, you know, bad stops suck, you know, whether it's a bad
anything,
bad, you know, so whether it's damage, whether it's hard to get in, whether it's a customer. But you know how many times do you and I 11 years down the road talk about the good stops?
Those ones
you don't
remember. Those ones
you don't. No. So you talk about the bad ones, you talk about what happened, the crazy things. And how many times have you and I and Wade and Bob Batchelor and Ryan sat around and laughed our asses off about how stupid Ryan and I looked? And you know, now I can laugh and smile and it's all good. At the moment it was terrifying, you know.
Oh yeah.
So I think that, you know, maybe just on top of learning, just some maybe lodge etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I've done it in our lodge and in other lodges, especially now sitting as deputy and looking over and grading. There's a lot of things you take for granted, like, well, everyone knows this.
Yeah.
And even our lodge, when I sit down, I'm like, yo, he knows that because I know him, you know.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he does. Yeah. And, you know what happens when you start assuming, as it happens to me all the time. So, you know, maybe a little bit of lodge etiquette and definitely learning. That's pretty good. Benny coming out hot. All right.
You made me change my answer. So.
So how about this? And this is crazy to think about. If you sit back and look, we're into April already.
We are.
You're halfway through your year.
Yes.
So has that happened slower or faster than you thought?
Oh, much faster.
Yeah, right? Yesterday we got installed.
Yes.
Right? And
it's still snowing out.
Yeah, well, that's Ohio. 2 days ago I had shorts on. Yeah. Yeah, that I actually was just writing these notes and was like, whoa. I had to sit there and do the math here. So let's look ahead. So, you know, we're not halfway through April yet. We're just getting into it. But
yeah,
for the sake of the argument, we're halfway through.
Close enough.
What are you looking at for East Palestine Lodge? And East Palestine Lodge doesn't go dark, right?
So
in July and August, we are full throttle.
Always.
That's right. What are you looking at for our lodge that you'd like to see happen in the next 6 months?
We're going to try and do more fellowship outside lodge.
Okay.
Have a picnic in probably June. We always do shaker. That takes up most of the August and October. But
for everyone that doesn't know, you know, once again, we assume because we do shaker all the time.
Always.
There's a outdoor festival. It's called Shaker of the Woods. And it's a lot of crafts and a lot of homemade things. And vendors are out. It's literally in the woods in Columbiana. And we're lucky enough to have a food stand called Friends of Acacia. Guys that know. Everybody else that's listening is like, I've heard of an Acacia
tree. That's just a name.
Yeah. But we out there and we serve hot sausage and meatball subs and kielbasa and all kinds of other stuff. But, you know, that's 3 weekends in August, 2 weekends in October.
Getting ready for it in July.
Yeah, prepping everything. And, you know, you have to have food permits and we have to make sure people are there to run it because that helps us not have to have fish fries every Friday or spaghetti dinners or car washes or, you know, nude dancing. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know if we get paid for that. But
no.
But, you know, we're grateful that we have that because it does help us get through the year. But it does take a lot of time and planning. So that's good. I like being out of the lodge, you know.
Yeah.
I loved, you know, a couple weeks ago you guys took a group down to Top Golf.
Yes. It was good. Fun times.
I was unable to go. That was a bummer. I know you guys are excited to see Mike's perfect golf game.
A couple other people got the chance to talk.
All right. Well, you can go ahead and start talking. I'm going to take a break here. Go ahead.
Not now.
What
good.
Do you want to say? No, you know, but there are so many aspects of lodge that are meaningful. It's the education. It's the feeling of accomplishment in yourself when you're able to give that piece of lecture charge, whatever you're learning, whether it's in a degree work, that time spent with, you know, like-minded brethren where you can just enjoy each other and not have to deal with the rigmarole that goes on in the world that always it feels like it's always keyed up to tear us down.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love that that's happening. It's something that we, maybe because we've been busy with degree work and just busy in general with our line. None of our line is retired.
No.
You know, makes it complicated to get together when we do have downtime because we have families and lives too. But to get outside a lodge and show that fellowship and, you know, even get a picture when you're there.
We did.
I saw the picture. I saw a couple pictures. So I was pretty pumped. My little My little birds are spreading their wings.
I didn't want to get yelled at.
I text because I hadn't had it earlier.
I know.
I'm like, I'm supposed to post this here, Ben. What are we sleeping in? So, you know, we have coming up, since we are in April, Grand Master of Ohio, Most Worshipful Brother Paul Weglidge, has all the lodges in the state this month picking out their own date and holding an open house.
Yes.
An opportunity for us to open the doors and show people what happens in our lodge. Not necessarily degree work, but let them see us, talk to us.
See what's inside a little bit.
Yeah, dispel some of that mystery, that Illuminati, you know, all that stuff behind closed doors. Is East Palestine doing that?
Absolutely. April 14th.
April 14th.
Two to four.
2 to 4, okay.
We'll be here.
Do you have a script that you're going to say, or are you just going to wing it?
We're going to let somebody wing it.
Okay, I'll be
ready. We'll have a few things.
I'll be ready. I'm ready to talk. Now, so what do you, and you know, there's so many different ways to look at an open house and how to count it as, was it successful or not? Do you think you're going to get a slew of petitions out of this? Do you think that you're just hoping to get the community in here and see what's happening? What's your end game? What would you like to see happen after it?
Probably won't get a bunch of petitions, but just at least get people started to come. If they're interested, just let them come in the door.
Sure.
I'd give them a chance not to, all right, here's the petition, or you want to come, want everyone here in suits and getting ready for degree work. And
yeah.
But just here and look around if they want and go from there.
Some questions?
Yep.
You know, I was, the first time I heard about this, not this one, but an open house, I thought, oh, man, we got to get petitions, petitions, petitions. So what if, well, we didn't get petitions? It was kind of a bust, you know.
Yeah.
We did our first, we got spoiled with Mason's, or Pizza Wings and Mason's night, because
we did
eight petitions that night. And, you know, since then, I kind of put that as the bar. Well, you know, we didn't have that. That was a bummer. But if you think about it, it was kind of a perfect storm, because seemed like the majority of us had one or two people that we'd been kind of,
yeah,
not that we were soliciting,
no,
but you know,
guiding.
We're, you know, I, you know me, I'm talking about it, Ryan's talking about it, Wade's talking, you know, we just talk about it, because that's what we do. And you know, then maybe the third or fourth one we did was the first one that didn't have a single petition that night.
Okay.
I can remember going home, and I was just, I walked in the door, Bree's like, what? She could just feel the negative energy coming off me. And I said, you know, well, it was just a real bomb, you know. We had people, but they didn't seem interested, or they didn't take petitions. And I was really beating myself up over it. And I would say three or four of those guys during the next year after that joined. They joined the lodge. And I sat there afterwards, and I'd heard another gentleman talk about their process. And this is just their join process, not an open house. And they say, you know, we have these guys come to multiple dinners or events before they even petition.
Yeah.
Because we want to know that they're the right type of guy for us, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys, even though I thought it was a bust, there was something that happened that night, whether it was us talking or whether it was pizza or whether it was the talk afterwards with their friends, that had them interested enough to eventually turn those in. So, you know, it's hard to equate whether it was good or not on a petition.
You didn't get that immediate response.
Yeah, exactly.
But it still worked.
Right, right. So, last month, the lodge took a trip.
We did.
And we went to Valley Lodge in the 17th District of Ohio. There were nine of us. Myself, yourself.
I did.
Worship Brother Jack Barnhouse, Brother Adam Hickman, Brother Gary Sensenbacher, Brother Brian Waggle, Brother Joel Weber, Brother Bobby Davis.
Sounds right.
Nine of us.
Yep.
We went down, and Most Worshipful Brother Jess Raines was raising his son to be a Master Mason.
Special day.
Special day. And it was their lodge's inspection. So months ago, we had brought this up and said, hey, what do we think about going? And I know right off the bat, Brian Weigel's like, I went to the EA with you guys. That was a blast. I'm in.
Yeah.
100%. And then we just, you know, looking at our lodge line, all except two.
They were supposed to go, but yeah. Something came up.
Yeah, and things, you know, one's brother got hurt, so he had to help him.
Yeah.
And the other one's family had an event planned. But we end up leaving Friday night, Friday afternoon, some of us.
Yep.
White-collared ones, they they said, you guys said.
That's right.
You know, but we went down. We end up getting an Airbnb about 10 minutes away. And what a night that was. Oh. What a, you know, like we said, getting out of lodge, the fellowship, it isn't just, the lodge isn't just the 30, 60, 90 minutes you spend in a stated meeting.
Yeah.
It's the moments in between. It's the car rides. And, you know, our car ride, we had five of us, and it's a 3-hour drive.
Down some dirt roads.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah. The 17th district is a back road, the entire thing.
Single lane.
Yes. But you know, that time, that drive time, there's so many good thoughts and jabs, you know, we're going back and forth and having fun. And, you know, five of us went down and four of you guys, am I correct?
Three.
Or three?
Three in my car.
It was eight. Maybe I wrote. Oh, I wrote Bobby Davis's full name. So there was a nine. The math is not what I excel in.
Definitely not.
But you know what? Just the experience. So many guys' experience with lodge is you come in your lodge, do your lodge, you leave your lodge.
Yeah.
And that's where your lodge is. And to leave and go to a different district where, you know, for Bobby, you know, and Adam, well, Adam's went out because of his travels.
Yeah.
But, you know, Gary and his guys, you're like, these are, they've never been.
It's not like going to Columbiana.
Yeah. Yeah. This is completely out of district. Yep. You know, there's different things, different whatever. And, you know, we got down there. We ended up going out to a brewery and we met the Raineses. Jess and Kelly and Jordan came over and then some of their family came along with them. And, oh, well, what would you say? Probably 30 people?
No, it was pretty close.
Right around there. Yeah. And, you know, we just, I mean, shoot, we were there until 10 o'clock.
At least.
Till it closed.
Yeah.
And then we went to the other two establishments, we'll say, that serve drinks.
Beverages.
and, you know, but at each one of those, there's such a different experience because the first one we were eating and just BSing and, you know, then we move on to the second one and just more intimate now because, you know, families went home and now there's just like the 10 of us because Jess and Jordan came.
Yeah.
And just talking a little trash because, you know, some of us Palestine guys and then half of the Palestine guys are from Crestview, a rival school. So, you know, we get into that a little bit. Anytime you want to jump in, you can talk. No, I'm joking. This is how Benny and I interact all the time. We talk and then I throw jabs. And
then Jim talks some more.
Then he punches me physically. And
happened before.
Yes.
He deserved it. Don't worry.
I did. I earned that. I felt really bad that day. you know, but it was such a good time. Just hanging out. And
it was.
You know, it was a late night.
I was real tired. I worked that day.
Yeah.
Unlike some people over there.
Well, I did take the day. I'm glad I did. The night before, my car got its mirror knocked off, so that was cool by a driver. We're still... The legend, John Martin, has my car at Martin's Auto Body. He does auto body work. The best around. He... I hit a deer with a trailblazer. I mean, it came back better in condition than what I.
Yeah.
You know, it was excellent. So I'm excited. We're just waiting for paperwork to go through. It's actually, everything was fine there. The people, they were, I felt bad. She was upset, but she, you know, called the police before I even got there.
At least she stayed there and did the great thing.
Yeah. But no, we had a great night and, you know.
Real tired morning.
Oh my goodness. Waking up and apparently I tried to pull the paint off this.
I think you succeeded in pulling the paint off the walls.
I don't know.
I'm glad I was tired and just fell asleep.
I didn't hear anything, but here's the thing. For anyone out there, it's been a minute since your boys slept on a single bed. And, you know, I'm 6'4", 370 pounds. I'm not happy about the weight. You know, we're working on it day to day, but whatever. I felt the entire time like I was going to, like my arms were going to roll off the sides. Like I was really embarrassed with myself and, you know, maybe if I was 100 pounds less, I would still feel that way as my bones are not going to shrink. But I'm like, this is a little, I had to like tuck my arms underneath my back so they wouldn't fall off. A little bit. The bed was comfortable enough. It just wasn't enough bed. But apparently I snore, so my bad on that too, guys.
Just a lot.
I wasn't the only one.
You're the only one I could hear.
Well, that's because we were in one room together. The other ones, I heard there were some bad ones going on.
I did.
That's good. You know, early morning, we get up. And the crazy thing, and this is the reason why we stayed down there the night before, is Valley Lodge actually has another lodge. Clemency Amity Lodge comes in because their lodge room is very small. They only have about 50 members, I think 52 at the time.
54 too, yeah.
Yeah. So they always come to Valley Lodge to have their inspection. So when I talked to Jess, he's like, yeah, inspection starts at 10. He's like, but you want to be here at like 6:30. I'm like, no. What? What does that even mean? And then he told me about, you know, they were going to have a fellow craft degree beforehand.
Like, we got to get up at 3?
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't happening. And Adam Hickman's like, we're not doing this whatsoever. He's not an early riser.
No.
So we didn't do that. he's like, listen, I'll set up an Airbnb. We'll all chip in or whatever we're going to do. And then we'll just not worry about that drive. And to tell you the truth,
that was the best bet.
It was worth it because that would have been horrible. Oh. Horrible. I know Tim Klein and Jason Stittick drove down from Cleveland. And God bless them. Oh. I don't know. I don't even know. I texted Tim a couple times because I was worried for them on the drive home. Like, I hope you get coffee and some stimulants. Because
the long day.
Yeah, yeah. But what an experience. What an experience to be able to raise your son. And, you know, it's personal to me because Jess and I are close, you know, started out as just really Jess was the first one. Like, I didn't even know really what Grand Line was for the most part. Yeah. About Grandmaster. But, you know, and we've told this story. I've told it on here a bunch of times, so we don't need to go back into it. But we've become friends over the years.
Yes.
And it's something that's just when a father gets to raise their son, and both of us having sons and hoping that maybe that would happen one day. I know myself, I welled up just watching it. Yeah. I couldn't even imagine. Jess was the one conferring the degree.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could do that.
It's I got it. I'm going to have to do it.
Well, I'm going to have to do it. I don't know.
Doesn't mean it's going to be good. No, be easy. But what a day. What a day. And then the ride home was so long. I was so tired.
We were smart enough to change out of our suits before we left.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Well, you guys took off, man. They wanted to eat. And
we ate. We ate at Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I know. We ate gas station food. Snacks on the way home. But, you know, we had a really good trip, a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one thing that you never know what you're going to experience in these trips, and this is why, And you know, you've heard me say this 100 times. You never know what connection, this meaningful connection. I say this a lot, and it comes from Chad Kapinski. He's the one that brought this up. And while we're talking about Chad Kapinski, we got to say Jason Laramie, because he's been messaging me when I don't say his name. And he said, this time, if I don't say his name, it's going to get real physical. And I don't want that to happen, because I like Jason and I don't want to get beat up. I don't want him to make a trip down from Wisconsin to do me in. So check those off the box for my guys. But, you know, those meaningful connections, you never know who you're going to run into.
Yeah.
First off, just in general.
Oh, yeah.
And you never know what connection is going to stick. You know, what's the person you're going to continue to message? Or, hey, you know what, I just want to pick your brain. And then you keep talking and you keep talking. And the cool one that night was I got to sit beside Mark Manning, who is past Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of Michigan.
That's not a short drive either.
No, it's longer than ours. We're here complaining. He drove all over the place. But I just happened to be sitting at an end where Mark could sit in, and he got there, you know. The majority of us were there, so kind of sat down there. And he has such a sense of humor that he came wearing an Ohio State hat because he knew he was going to catch flack.
And they sit the next guy in the Michigan shirt.
Yeah, they sit him beside Adam Hickman, who's our residential Michigan fan. I'm not happy about it, but listen, Michigan guys, we love you. We love Michigan Masons. Michigan fans, I don't want to get into that. Michigan Masons. Ohio Masons. We're good. A detente when we come to talking about football. But Mark came in wearing that Buckeyes hat and just sat down. And number one, Adam used to live in Michigan, so him and Adam just hit it off. Yeah. You know, he knew so much easier when you know where somebody's from and what they're talking about. And just talking about Masonry, and we're friends on Facebook, and he brought up a few things that I traveled and did, and then we got to talking. And, you know, the next day we got to talk a little bit before the degree and afterwards. It was just really special to sit back and be a part of that moment, but see how many other moments were happening.
Yeah.
And the more you travel, and, you know, guys out there, I'm sure, that travel a lot understand this. You almost can see a moment happening when you're not the guy in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, you can watch and see, like,
catch out of the corner of your eye.
Say, I'm seeing this connection happen. You're seeing this spark.
Yeah.
And that's something that's really exciting when it's happening. It's, you know, everybody wants to be part of that. That's exciting. Yeah. But when you can see it happening, and it's happening other places, and you see Freemasonry thriving like that, it's just really exciting. It gets me excited. Gets me to talk and doesn't stop talking.
No, not you.
I said you could jump in whenever you want.
You can take a breath.
Okay.
Next.
Oh, okay. There he goes. He points to my notes. But no, it's just, it was a great time. And then that day, just, you know, got to see Kelly and, you know, the boys and get a few pictures. And I mean, a lot of pictures. I was grabbing them with everyone, and a few Grand Lodge officers were there, and a few friends that I don't get to see a lot.
Yeah.
I know some of you guys were making friends with people, and I was like, all right, look at my guys. It's exciting. It's not just me. It's you, and it's Jack, and it's Ben, and it's just Jess.
I am Ben. Hi.
You're pretty funny.
I caught that one.
You know what? I got nothing. I said your name twice. My bad.
I know I'm special, but.
But no, it's not just that. It's seeing all of those guys. It's the Chads and the Tim Kleins and the Laramies and the James Buckhorns. And you just see those guys doing good and forming these bonds that continue to interweave and make everybody that much closer. It's exciting to see. What are your thoughts on that, Ben? Sorry, Ben.
No, you're not.
I'm in a particularly frisky mood right now. So, what about Let's hop back to your year, because we kind of hopped out of that, and there were a few things I wanted to point out before or kind of question you on. What do you think in your first 6 months has been the highlight? And I'm asking this because most of the time on the show, I'll have the master, especially from our lodge because of the ease of access, I'll have them on the show. But I've had you on the show multiple times to really document right on the spot what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And then, you know, when we get to the end, how is it as a whole? How did it turn out? But, you know, at this point, give me three highlights, the things that just, when you sit back and think about it, you think, you know what, that was a good moment, a good day.
Definitely inspection. It was a,
and why? Give me why.
It went well. Everyone That's, showed up. We had a full team and had everything go well. And let's see.
Do we have a big crowd?
We did. I don't remember how many.
Okay, I do.
I was slightly nervous.
Yeah, a little bit. You were talking fast.
Always.
Moving faster. No, it was, you know, that's, and you'll hear, you know, Ryan and I get to talking about this, but for me, that's a proud moment because watching you from the beginning, and we always end up posting, one of the three of us post a picture of the three of us.
Yeah.
And I remember where I was at Sheely's when you told me about the petition. You know, so that's, you know, watching you up there in the hot seat. And really, I got to sit right beside you, which is exciting too. You know, that role of transitioning into an elder statesman, you know, a grumpy Pat's master.
That you are.
Well, you know what? I did a lot of things right in my day. No, you know, it's a change for me, but it's also a proud moment too, because I get to see you and doing this. It was a great day. Enough about me. Let's talk a little more about you. Give me two more.
Installation, just because it's the beginning. Everyone's there, get installed.
Yeah, it's a great moment.
What, three? Jeez.
Right, I know, it's hard to believe. I'm gonna hold you to them too. Everybody's out there's waiting.
Everybody.
They're all listening. All of Masondom.
Probably in the inspection practices. Having Derek make dinner or breakfast in the morning.
That was an awesome change. Making
everyone come up and Sunday and
Sunday practices.
Having breakfast and
I didn't come to a lot of them because we were doing basketball and I don't, the part that I've been doing for the last 10 years, so I was okay with it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But there was a lot of good just fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of get those cobwebs, you know, gone with a little food and some coffee, and then we got into it, and everyone's in a little better mood. And
yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
It was.
And what an inspection it was. That was, you know, anytime we get to have Tony Boggs down here, right, worshipful brother Tony Boggs, that's a special time. I enjoy his presence.
Oh, yes.
Very lighthearted and likes to have fun.
Which he does.
I do enjoy. What about any moments that, if you sit back and think, you know what, I never really saw that coming. Never really, didn't think that would be a something you think of as often. And that's a little tricky, but I know I know there are times. And I'm gonna, if you will, let me speak for a moment.
Go right ahead.
And this isn't about this year and as an officer, but just a moment. It just happened right before I came in the door. I was walking up and I was carrying the bag of stuff, and I went to put my key in the door, and it didn't go in. I'm like, what the heck? Well, I had my home key.
That don't work.
Well, you know what? I sat there for a minute, and I had a nice chuckle to myself. And I was like, you know, I'm as comfortable here as I am at home. And it just was like, I don't know if it was just muscle memory to grab my my house key because I'm home here in East Palestine, but in the lodge. But that was just one of those moments where, even while we've been talking, I've just been kind of pondering that over, like, funny little coincidences that happen that always stand out? Do you have any coincidence like that that you just sit back? It doesn't have to be this year even. You know, just through your transgression through Freemasonry.
Not that I can think of off my head.
All right, that's good.
Good talk.
No. Well, you know what? And for everyone out there, A, I'm leaving that dig in there. B, I didn't prep Benny with the majority of these questions.
He never does.
I let him know the basis, but there are always questions along the way that I just cook up and I want to see what happens. So
here we are.
Sometimes we get a good answer. Sometimes we don't. But that is not Benny's fault. That's more so my fault because I just like to wing it. You know, one thing I think is crazy, and bringing it back to the personal level, the boys.
Oh yeah,
and the similarities, and we're gonna tie in a little deeper here, but. So, your oldest?
Jax is 14.
14. And my oldest, Jack, is 13 and 364 days because he turns 14 tomorrow. Yeah. And just thinking of the names, and, you know, Jax is April 1st, yep. Jack is April 6th. Yeah. I really emphasize the non-SS. That's the only way you tell them apart.
That is it.
You know, they're friends, and it's just crazy the things that tie people together. And, you know, in 10 years, you and I will be past whatever's grumpy. I'll probably still be loud. but you know, then the young ones, Brock is 10 now, so he'll be 20. Callan is 8, so he'll be 18.
Yeah.
And
well, he'll be 9 this year, I guess. Yeah.
That's in the, yeah. I get it.
It's, yeah. End of the month.
Yeah. You know what we were talking about. Yeah. Still an April birthday, yeah. 23rd. But you just think of those, and this is once again, harking back to meaningful connections. And we're going to go a little farther back next, but from 2013, when I started at Sheely's, and I got stuck on this as a helper delivering with Ben Barnes.
That's right.
So from there to, you know, here we are, April of 2024, and our boys are in the same class, and who knows what will happen after school, but they'll still graduate together.
Yep.
And hopefully be in masonry together, maybe in the same area, maybe not, yeah, you know,
hope so,
never know, but you know, that connection will not stop, and at one point we'll be the old guys on the sideline talking too loud because our ears are shot and
can't hear,
yeah, decide to bitch about the degree. You know, and you know, maybe that'll be something where, you know, the four boys, that, you know, they could all be in launch.
They could
all be in. Who knows what crazier things have happened?
They have.
What a mess that would be.
No.
To have all of them.
Good luck.
Yeah. You know.
The young ones are. Oof.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're both. It might burn down. The whole city might burn down. But, you know, looking back, too, and I was kind of sitting there writing these notes thinking about meaningful connections and thinking about starting, because that was a big point in my life when I joined Sheely's. I was working at Pizza Hut. I was an assistant manager, and I was going to school for physical therapy, and I tried 3 semesters in a row to get in to the physical therapy assistant program, not physical therapy, and they only take 18.
Oh.
And there was between 70 and 90.
Oh, geez.
Trying to get in. And each time I was knocking on the door. And for what reason, whatever I said or did, obviously wasn't good enough. And Bree and I kind of had a little powwow and said, well, you know, this isn't working. You're getting, I mean, I was making $500 every 2 weeks.
Ooh.
At Sheely's, or not at Sheely's, at Pizza Hut. Because I wasn't working full time. I was hit or miss, you know. And I got the call. It was April 23rd. Actually, that's crazy. I just, because that number stuck in my head. April 23rd, Bruce Wise called me from Sheely's.
Yes.
To ask for an interview. And I went in and got the job. And like I said, here we are, you and I, you know, started right off there. And the crazy thing with that is I joined Masonry before you.
Yes.
I tried to sell Masonry to you. I'm sure you'd already heard from Ryan everything I was saying. Yes. And more so. But the connections made through Sheely's, it was surprising if you look back how many members of Sheely's that worked there were members of the lodge. And, you know, think about it. How many guys?
See if you can count this time.
Nine. I have nine.
Okay.
You know, and the creator, Dale Sr.,
yeah,
was a member of Allen Lodge. And at one time, and I'm going to have to do this on the fingers, you, myself, yeah, Ryan, yeah,
Rocky,
Chris Hayes,
yeah,
Sean Boston,
Bob Winters,
and Bob's, yeah, from Allen Lodge.
Yeah.
But at that time, we had seven guys in Lodge. And the crazy thing is, we were all in the same department.
Yes.
Like, we were all in the delivery department. So, like, we were one guy away from opening Lodge.
Sheely's.
In the receiving or delivery department. You know, and that was just, and that, you know, even when you look back at Mike Shaw, yeah, worked there, passed, and he's a member now. And I'm sure there's more that I
I'm sure
forgetting. There's a gentleman that, something with an E, I can't think of his name. Mm. He joined Poland Lodge, and he's on the, he does like the power lines.
Okay.
Oh, I can't think. He was an opener. Mm. I was in when I can't remember what was wrong with my elbow, but I was in for a week or two, something like that. I hurt my elbow.
Oh.
And all right, take it easy. How many times does your back hurt on Tuesdays?
I've been there for 20 years.
Yeah, you earned it. You earned it. But you just look at those connections. Mm-hmm. And when you're around good people, good things happen.
Yes.
And, you know, I didn't even know it at the time. I didn't know Ryan. You know, all I heard was the One Nipple Nick story about his brother who...
That's a good story.
he was chasing a hot air balloon on his bike and fell and literally had his, didn't have a shirt on, had his nipple sheared off by the concrete. So it's not anything crazy. It's just a funny story that we, once again, get a good laugh out of. But, you know, those connections just, it embodies Freemasonry.
Yeah.
And makes me want to continue to come back, and it gets me excited when I see those guys again, because you get to relive some of that fun stuff, and has brought it even home, because now we're brothers.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't just work together for 8 years. We're brothers now, which is wild. Even though when we delivered, you know, if we resemble each other because we are bald and have beards.
That's about it.
And I'm 6'4", and you're
shorter
than 6'4". I don't want to say, but it's short. You're going to see a picture of us. You'll get it.
I'm the tall one in my family. Relax.
And, you know, multiple people asked if we were brothers. I'm like, hey, man, I was having a good day till you said that.
Thanks.
You know, but that's just one of those things. It just, those bonds strengthen like that.
Yes.
One last thing that we've been kicking around here. I'm excited about. We don't have a direct line on how to do it, but kind of affinity lodges.
Yes.
And this all kind of got started. I was listening to Craftcast. If you have not listened to it, it's the United Grand Lodge of England's podcast.
It is a good one.
Yeah. I really do enjoy it. Good guys over there. They had their science fiction lodge, And, you know, instead of staffs, they might have lightsabers or Gandalf's walking stick. And, you know, they do a lot of pre-things. And they still do the degree work the way the degree is. But,
yeah,
you know, we have a couple. That's a full-fledged lodge.
Yeah.
We have a couple affinity lodges where, and the, you know, the one that I think of right off the top of my head is the Goose and Gridiron Lodge.
Yeah.
Which is an English emulation lodge. You know, they dress the same as our English brethren, and they do the same ritual work. But because they are affinity lodge, they only meet quarterly.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same stipulations. They can kind of set their own dues, how you get in, what you do. You have to be a master mason, all of that stuff. So that got us kicking around. You, myself, Worship Brother Crisano, and Worship Brother Bear, about an affinity lodge here.
Yes.
And that is in the works. And, you know, we go back and forth and thought we had something kind of set up and we got a plan, and looking at it right now, it's, we don't have enough to stick. But
you'll get there.
Yeah. And, you know, the exciting part for me is kind of like, I'm going to go back to my nerdness, Star Trek Episode 6, The Undiscovered Country. You know, this is kind of one of those things. We don't really know what it is, what it could be, where it could go, where it could grow. You know what I mean? We've talked a little bit about having a strictly outdoors lodge.
Yeah.
Rain, shine, which is crazy, but it's good.
It you is.
Know, one of those things is
something different.
When you have a marquee thing where it's not every Tuesday or every other Tuesday, it's one Tuesday every 3 months. Well, then that makes the marquee value a little higher to want to be there.
Yes.
You know, and to get your own charter and to do all of that kind of stuff that doesn't happen that often because we're not chartering. I'm not chartering any large lodges. You know, I got all my hands full with you guys. Kind of tell you how we used to do it back in my day.
How we do it.
But it, you know, it's exciting to kick around new ideas and how are we going to make this work? Why? It's got to be something different.
Yeah.
It can't just be, hey, listen, we're all good friends, so we'll make a lodge and hang out. That doesn't even make sense.
No,
that's literally what we do at lodge. we're just doing that another night.
another reason to tell the wives, I'll be back. I'm going to another lodge.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. I got to have a reason. But this is something fun that we're working on down here in the 24th. And if anyone has any suggestions, by all means, send them in. We'd love to hear them.
So what are your plans for your, when you get to your 100th episode? You got anything special planned?
100th episode. Wow.
You're getting close.
You're right. I don't know. I have no clue. I feel like you put me on the spot. Well, Benny didn't tell me he had questions for me.
Nope.
No, you know, I've went back and forth on it a little bit, whether we're going to bring some old guests back. I definitely will probably do something where I get interviewed. I really like that, where I don't get to prep questions.
Yeah.
That is, because I enjoy talking, I enjoy getting put on the spot. And then that's a really good question, Betty. So I don't have that hashed out. I do know I've been talking with Chad Kapinski a little bit. He helps me as a producer level, we'll say, because I found out from James Buckhorn, executives get paid. And I don't get paid, so Chad can't get paid.
It's not how this works.
Yeah. You know, we talked about doing seasons.
Okay.
And I have it listed as seasons just because I did if I ever wanted to take a break. But we did talk about
breakup point if you want to.
Maybe saying, hey, why don't you do a spot here and then you can recharge. You know, I love masonry. I love talking about masonry. You know that. The podcast is you got to have something every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you better have better almost be dying.
You're going to hear about it.
Yeah. People are going to want to know.
Yes.
And I really, to me, it's a compliment because they want to listen. And that's exciting to me. That's why I want to do it.
Yeah. So who's your next guest?
So I have a few guys in line. And this is where it's kind of getting...
the scheduling.
It's getting funny because, A, I'm busy.
Yeah.
B, Chad has started a spreadsheet of guys because he asked, hey, what about these guys? And I have a group of guys out there that are always suggesting, and
yeah,
which I love because sometimes I get kind of locked in on somebody or something, and it's nice for them to kind of break me out of that mold. But I know I have a few coming up, a few in his area.
Okay.
I know I have one coming up with a few of the guys from Scottish Rite.
Okay,
since
that'd be good.
They're sponsoring, we are having a few of them on, and we're talking about the some of their programs that they're doing. So that's kind of fun to get into the Scottish Rite realm a little more because I'm not super active. I don't know yet, and I like it that way for the most part because, as I said, I want to be off the cuff. I don't want to record this with you and then put it out at the end of August.
Yeah.
I want it to be new, relevant, happening right now so that when people listen to it right now, they're...
You always have those current things you talk about. Yeah, you don't want it to...
They're in the mix.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. I don't know. I don't know nothing. Like a mob movie. I don't know nothing.
You got nothing.
I didn't see nothing.
So now that your inspections are all over, how's your... What do you got to do as a deputy?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I just done. Kick my feet up and ride it out till Grand Lodge and see if they want me to do it again. No, you know what? Inspection season was absolutely crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
The first one and you're kind of
thrown
into it.
I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And by the end, I kind of had a pretty good bead other than just some etiquette things that you learn along the way. It's kind of like trial by fire, right?
Yeah.
But once you're done with that, I feel like I can really get into the meat of masonry. Okay. Because that's when your year, really starts.
Oh, yeah.
You're really focused on installation inspection.
That's good. Yeah, that done. That's it.
So now that that's done, all right, what are we doing? Palestine's working at getting out.
Yeah.
Doing some fellowship, working at getting out in the community a little bit. Other lodges are working to get people back into their lodges. All lodges have different dynamics, and it's fun to be able to go to their lodges and enjoy their meetings as their deputy, but just visiting and hearing how their stateds are flowing and their concerns and thoughts and ideas. And, if I can help them or suggest things or just be a spark plug, because that's what I want to be. I want to be able to give them another perspective, another thought. And maybe they hadn't thought that way before.
Something outside of their community.
Yeah, exactly. And, do that. And there's some service awards, 25, 35, 50, 60 year guys. Yeah. So I know I have some of those coming up. I actually just spoke with Worship Brother Rob Roush from Allen Lodge today, talking about in May or June doing theirs. So, but it is more relaxed, and once again, I'm still learning because it's still my first year. Yeah. I don't, by all means, don't know. I think of putting that purple apron on, and every time I put it on, there's a sense of awe. There's a sense, I've said it before, that imposter thing. Like, why? Yeah. Why me? Why out of when I look over and I see those gentlemen on the wall? And I think, they're going to put my picture up there. And I'm like,
maybe.
Yikes. Why? How did we get to this point? Is it that bad? No, but it's a nice time to kind of get your composure. And you've been through kind of the fire. And everybody can enjoy masonry. Everyone's a little happier when you're there.
Kind of see what the lodge really, really does.
Yeah, where they're at. And, it's exciting to me that I've had lodges come up to me and say, hey, I want to get out into the public.
Yeah.
Need to do some of this stuff. Let's get together and talk about it. And to me, that's like, this is solid gold. I can't wait. I'm so excited because that's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what everybody, I hate saying everybody should want, because lodges do things differently, believe differently, act differently, but you will not grow unless people know you're there.
It's true.
Doesn't mean you have to get on a podcast and yip and yaddle like I do all the time, you know, but people got to know you're around. They got to see you. They got to see. You can't hide your rings or your emblems or your license plates and then say, where'd everybody go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's because you put your head in the sand and nobody knew you were there.
That's it.
So, yeah, it's been good. It's slowed down a little bit, which is nice, but it's been good.
Not quite go, go, go.
No. Yeah. It's, you know, on top of us taking all of our inspections January to April and then compressing them January and February, which was... That was a sprint. It wasn't a marathon.
It's probably as nice to be done, though, in February.
It was, and I think everybody, there were a few grumblers, but there's always grumblers, always. You know. But it's nice to just get to masonry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Good.
Can't wait for April 20th. It's our Grandmaster's reception.
Yes.
We have a couple, recons that day, Wellsville and Toronto. It's just going to be a good day. I love seeing them. I can't wait to see Keith Newton. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy. A great brother. And
it's always a good time down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's down in Steubenville. I almost said Spaldingville because I have a fat tongue. Spaldingville. Jeez. What a day. So we're recording right now in our...
Right, worshipful brother John E. Martin, West Wing.
West Wing, yeah. Worshipful brother Jack Barnhouse dedicated the West Wing for the legend, John Martin. And, you know, if you look at the room, the layout of the room is not super spectacular. We have two tables and three benches and a glass, you know, glass thing with some knickknacks in there. And we have a past deputy... Apron and Joel and past DEO. But the thing that really, really gets me every time is you look at the wall and we have every one of our past masters. All the way back to George Lamb, who was our first master of the lodge. And I know I've talked about this before, but for the rest of East Palestine's existence... Jim Hall will be on that wall. In six months, Ben Barnes will be on that wall. And you know the crazy thing, whatever picture that is, unless it gets ruined and we have to put it up, that will be the picture that'll be there. When I got into Lodge, Worship Brother Dick McElroy gave me my entered apprentice degree.
Okay.
And then Worship Brother Bob Sedgwick gave me my next 2 degrees. So when I joined Lodge, and we're looking, both of us are looking at this picture, and I'm going to take a picture of it for you guys to see. When I joined, Worship Brother Bob Batchelor's picture was on the wall. And that picture to me, that's always been the picture. I've always sat there, and when I took my picture, I hope that it looked as good as Bob's, and it didn't. I look like crap. I just do. But since that point, you see Worship Brother McElroy's picture, Worship Brother Sedgwick, Bosley, Crisano, Bear, Hall, McElroy, Tiger, Waggle, Barnhouse, and then Barnes will be up there too. And that's just, you know, there's 11 masters. 11 pictures that weren't there when I started. Yeah. And, you know, I can't remember how many was it Ryan was master when you joined?
Yes.
So Ryan's picture, your picture in East Palestine doesn't go into the case until after your last stated meeting. So when you sit up there and you look and you see our oldest past master, Dick Gurm from 1973, and... You just see all of these different guys. You see Steve Hill in 96, and we know he's been our secretary for 27 years, so he jumped in immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
And you see some of these guys, John Martin, when he was in, you see guys, there are guys here that I, when I joined, were with us. Herb Foster, 1970, was our oldest past master, and he's since passed. And, you know, you see these guys and you have memories with them, and they are the pillars of your lodge.
Oh, yeah.
To sit here and just be in their presence while we're doing this or whether we're talking, I always take just a moment and glance over there. And the pride that I have to have been on this journey and been able to apply my picture to that wall with these astute gentlemen is something that I will never, I don't know if I will accomplish anything higher than that at all. I deputy is something that is unbelievable, but
that's something different.
It's different. And it's this whole different level of, same with DEO, you know, when you, your first time you get grand honors just is the most humbling thing I think could ever happen. But to look over there and see him, especially with just the guys that we've been through personally, and every lodge is going to do this, you know, Perry Lodge would be like, ah, we have guys like that. And we do the same thing. And I, it's exactly the same. They're all the same and just all a little bit different,
but this is our lodge.
Yeah. And when we're in here, I get to be with every one of these guys. And, you know, when we're old and dust and our boys are sitting here looking and they have to figure out where to get more frames, because we only got, we only got 9 pictures left, and it's about to be 8 in 6 months.
I don't know if they make those anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where we're going to put them. We're running out of wall room. You know, there's 100 and, what would it be, 156 pictures, 58 pictures. But just truly humbling. Humbling and proud that I knocked on that door and eventually sat in that east.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're there too, and it makes me very proud.
Well, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you for taking your time on this Friday evening.
Not a problem.
To listen to me talk and blabber with my fat tongue. And I also want to thank all of you out there for listening with us, and we'll see you again.